It was summer 2000 and who knows what year. My older kids were really little at the time, and I was sitting down to a summer barbecue with some friends. It was filled with kids and fun and craziness and hot July weather. I had just started dishing up all of my kids' plates and, getting them settled at the table to eat. And while I was doing this, I couldn't help but notice one of the other moms at the barbecue was really struggling to get her little one to eat. She wanted her child to eat just 2 bites of his hot dog, and he was not having it. She tried convincing him that, it tastes so good, so yummy. That didn't work. She tried saying please, telling him it would make mommy so happy. Didn't work. She tried telling him he couldn't have any more watermelon until he took a bite of the hot dog. She tried bribing him with dessert. She even tried putting the cut up piece of hot dog in his mouth, hoping that, maybe once he tasted it, he would be open to eating it. He immediately spit it out. So that didn't work either. She tried everything and none of her attempts were working. And she was so frustrated. Understandably, right? We're all parents and we know that that struggle is real. In that moment, I felt a range of emotions. So first, I felt compassion for the mama because feeding kids is hard work. It can be exhausting. And I knew she just wanted to make sure that he filled up on something that was going to keep him full for the afternoon so he wouldn't, go hungry and then have a meltdown later in the afternoon. I mean, we've all been there, right? The hangry meltdown. Yeah, she didn't want that. And then I also felt compassion for the child because he really did not want to eat that hot dog. So he was angry and he was crying. It was hard for him too. And finally, I felt completely helpless. I thought, I am a dietitian. I am trained to handle this. I should be able to do something to make this better for this mama. But I didn't feel like it was an appropriate time to start offering suggestions, and it really wasn't. But the next emotion I felt was gratitude. I felt so grateful to have been introduced to a different way of feeding my kids so that I could avoid so much of the frustration and overwhelm that comes with feeding children. Because of the information that I had, I was able to develop the tools needed to cope with difficult feeding moments. Because of that knowledge, feeding my kids has not been a struggle. Of course, we have our challenges here and there. That is just life as a mom. But overall, I really enjoy sitting down for meals with my kids. It is a time where we connect and talk and enjoy each other's company. Sometimes there are learning and teaching opportunities. It gets a little crazy at times, but overall, I enjoy mealtime with my family. So since that family barbecue that I attended years and years ago, I have seen this same scenario play out over and over again with different moms and different kids of different ages. This is such a common struggle. It is so common that most people don't even know there is another way. So moms continue to struggle with feeding their kids. They continue to feel exhausted from constantly battling with their child over food. They continue to worry about their child's health and weight and nutrition, and also about their child's long-term relationship with food. But I'm here to tell you that it doesn't have to be this way. And I am tired. I am tired of feeling powerless to help. When I have all of this nutrition knowledge that could help moms take the frustration out of feeding their kids. And that is why I started this podcast. Hey, you're listening to the Nutrition Home Podcast. I'm your host, Tacy. I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist with a master's degree in nutrition and integrative physiology. I am a stay-at-home mom during the day and a college nutrition instructor in the evening, and I feel so fortunate that I have been able to raise my own kids to have healthy relationships with food, and I can't wait to share those same principles with you. In this podcast, you'll find practical tools and tips to help you raise healthy eaters, improve your own relationship with food, and simplify the whole feeding process. My mission is to take you from feeling worried about your children's health weight and nutrition to knowing you are raising healthy eaters who will grow up to have a positive relationship with food. Our kids deserve to grow into adults who worry less about their weight, who don't constantly worry about counting calories or what they can or cannot eat. Our kids deserve to enjoy eating all types of foods without sacrificing their health or their happiness. And you, Mama, you deserve to enjoy family mealtimes without feeling anxious about what you should and shouldn't be serving, without feeling like you have to force, bribe, or beg your kids to get them to eat healthy foods, and without feeling exhausted and overwhelmed by the task of feeding your kids. I want to help you transform your mealtime from a dreaded task to a fun experience where you get to spend time with your kids, help them become mindful eaters, and enjoy eating. So if this sounds like something you want, then don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. I am so happy you're here.